the story. I mean, I just want to show at least a possible or imagined, but anyway, cosmos here, view on the world, that, you know, you have this young Pio maybe standing up there on a beautiful hill, looking, you know, it's a sunny day, he's looking out across the lake. This is his hometown, and he sees the town on the other side with the white church there, and his home is there somewhere. And he stands among the, you know, it's an early summer, beginning of June. And he's out there with his parents or friends. Here you can just walk around fearlessly and have a little camping up there in the little mountains, which when you're up there, they are quite high. And then you have these pine trees everywhere, proudly pointing up towards God, heaven. Yeah, because people then, when Pio is a child, they are religious. They think of God. They live with God and as a natural parent. Or, well, they tended to see God as a man only, but we're supposed to heighten our vision, right? So that's what Pio is now standing here today when he's 70 plus on the same spot. And not just nostalgically remembering, but being there and having this experience. What if the beauty that is here now, again, is back to the little child who has all the senses so clear, so fresh, so open, who feels the aromas of the pine trees also emerging, you know, rising up from the ground, which is filled with these pine tree pins, or what do you call them? But little ants here and there, and insects all over, and the birds are chirping, and there's just this, and there's a little, you know, humidity far away, but the sky is clear with little white clouds, and it's just so beautiful. And then our aging Pio, the same guy, he drifts into that world in his mind, not missing to be there even on that place, but just enjoying the existence of that beautiful world. And he's then coming up with another theory or something, but it's more of a hunch, a feeling. That behind, not by, but behind some coverings of matter, but behind coverings on our own minds and consciousness, that world of goddess and God is here. always. That this hill I'm standing on and this lake, which is not just a puddle of water, but is our lake and our town, they always exist. They exist in reality, in the kingdom of God. And the material world that we see here is just how it looks like with material minds, meaning minds covered a bit. So the theory is that maybe God didn't have to create another world for us to play around in this material world, but just a covering. On our minds, forgetting God, forgetting this, or thinking we are this or that, or entering into this and this role, playing a role. But then gradually, when we are liberated and free, back to reality again, we might still be in this beautiful place that we love, that is our home, and realize it was our home all the time, but we were just taking that and turning it into something else in our minds. And eventually the humans there turn it into something bad that made them suffer, that just didn't work. And they thought they destroyed nature, but that was just the covering. That was just their playground. They were like children who run around in the streets and play. It's not for real. And then one day the adults, they say, "Hey, now you went a bit too far, now come back here too. Real life again." Yeah, who knows? And then he sits there thinking, and maybe not. Maybe these places are just fake and imagined and will completely disappear when I go to a better place. But maybe then we need not fear having to leave this beautiful place. And he's sitting up there now, again looking out over the lake. Because it's always here. It's just that material covering that changes. But it's really Mother Nature, Mother Lakshmi, showing her beauty. Baladev, God's brother, Krishna's brother, making all these mountains and lakes and skies and fantastic creation. But then Mother Radha can enjoy and thus fill with beauty. Please, her beloved one. You know, this is reality. And whether it goes on here or there, in that form or the other one, of course, only matters to us who simply want to find our home and live here happily together. And yes, one day we die, as we say. This body I have to step out of. But so do we all eventually, after a rather short time. And then we are back together again. Those of us who are real friends, family. We have met so many others on our journeys. And we went in there on earth in that physical world that more and more were realized seemed dreamy. Play a game, a real adventure. A game of drama, of chivalry, of truth and falsity, of love and hate. And why? Because it's a way to even grow. What if I am like that? How would this be? And yes, we come back here again to reality and we grew. Our love became sweeter. And that is what our real life, eternal real life and the eternal real world is about. it's not static, it's dynamic, always, always new levels. Sweeter, more beautiful. And part of it is that we find and create that sweetness and beauty also ourselves and together with our Goddess and God here around us and in us and at the center of everything. And of us all.